Matt, over to you first.
Yeah, let's talk to Sail Sharks wing Mark Cueto. Mark, good evening.
Good evening, Matt.
Let's begin by reflecting a little more. I was very lucky to be at Twickenham on Saturday. What an amazing win that was for England against the All Blacks. A lot of people now, having reflected on it for a few days, saying this could be billed as one of England's finest ever wins.
Yeah, I think, if we're all being brutally honest, nobody expected the result before the game off the back of... both teams' form, recently and over the last sort of 12 months. But, hopefully this can really allow that England team to turn a corner and, they've got to gain a huge amount of confidence from beating, the best team by far in the world. And it wasn't just the result that they can be proud of, it was the performance as well.
It was, yeah.
They dominated them in all aspects of the game and looked fantastic.
Every time they attacked, they looked like they were going to tear them apart. It was amazing stuff. Now, of course, this weekend, your own Sale playing Toulon in the latest Heineken Cup pool match. You really need a win, though, don't you?
Yeah, we're pretty desperate. We've had a very poor start to the season in the Premiership. We've only picked one win up in 10 games. We've had a slightly better start to the Heineken. We picked up a great win at home against a strong Cardiff team, and then went away to Montpellier and lost, but put a decent performance together. This weekend's going to be huge. Probably the best team in Europe on paper and probably in form at the moment. A totally star-studded team. And it'd be fantastic to have them at Sale Sharks this weekend, but a huge challenge.
Indeed. I mean, Toulon, as you say, star-studded, one of those sort of Galactico teams, many people's tip for the trophy this year as well.
Yeah, just, the squad that they've put together over probably the last two or three seasons, it's half the old England team, to be honest. The guys that I know very well, the likes of Andrew Sheridan, Johnny Wilkinson,
Johnny, yeah,
Dylan Armitage, Stefan Armitage, Simon Shaw, and then add to that team players like Matt Gitto, Bastereau from France, Carl Heyman in the front row from New Zealand. You just couldn't put a better team together on paper, and this season they're certainly showing that quality on the field as well.
A real who's who. Now, you've been involved in an important programme with kids at Salford City Stadium today. Tell us a bit about that, Mark.
Yeah, it's a programme called Tackling Numbers, and it's basically been put together by Premier Rugby and sponsored by MBNA. And it's a programme trying to help, through the aid of rugby and the numbers involved in rugby, the points scored for a try, the losing bonus point, the extra bonus point for scoring, four or more tries, and implementing that into the school sort of classroom. And we had a small taster with about 30, 40 kids this morning down at the Salford Stadium, a 20-minute lesson on how they implement that into a basic math lesson, and it was fantastic to see how engaged the kids got over the use of rugby and the numbers involved in rugby into a math lesson.
It is. I've got to say, I struggle with those bonus points myself. Mark, many thanks for coming on Radio 2 tonight.
No problem.
Cheers, mate.
Mark, thank you very much indeed. Matt,
no
thank
worries.
You.